You're tuned to KGOU, your NPR source. Universities in Oklahoma are stopping in-person instruction to limit the spread of COVID-19. This is the first week of online-only instruction at universities around the state. State Impact's Robbie Korth spoke with Mark Morvant, the University of Oklahoma's Vice Provost for Instruction and Student Success, about how the school made the quick transition to digital learning.
How do you get ready to move an entire university online?
Carefully and quickly. We've been moving more and more digital. IT has taken a mobile front approach or mobile first approach. That's really set us up in a decent place. If you look at our main learning management system and our video conferencing tool, we had those in place. So therefore, faculty, students already had those. So it was a small change for us. We do have mobile first technology, which means that access for students is going to be less of a problem. And that's important for those students that live in rural areas where fast internet may be an issue, but connectivity through cellular may be better. And then it is getting all your teams rowing in the same direction and moving forward. And the faculty have been very positive about it. They know why we're doing it, and they're engaging well.
So you had to move classes that are in like all kinds of different subjects. I mean, chemistry, classic literature. How are you able to make a move fit across a lot of different types of study?
You rely on the instructor and faculty's creativity, thinking about the essence of the class, what needs to be taught, then thinking about how those essentials can be taught at a distance. There's different models for different types of disciplines. Some of those are dynamic and really need the video. Some of those, you know, text-based and discussion boards that have been around for decades and have been excellent online education work great. In one of the sessions we had with faculty, there was a costume designer, and we're just talking through potential ideas, and she came up to one where they could modify fabric. And, you know, that's great. It's something that they're going to have to learn. So, you know, they're learning a technique that's going to be essential to them. It's really every discipline has to think about what is the essence of the course I'm teaching and what's the best way to get that conveyed at a distance.
Yeah, it sounds like there's no one-size-fits-all solution, so classes are going to look very different.
They will. We've been trying to get the students, the faculty, to really think about using our main tools as the primary tools. Canvas is our learning management system, and Zoom is our video conferencing tool. That way, the students aren't going to have to deal with a multiple set of tools. And so we're looking at other tools that we can bring online. In some cases, we've allowed faculty to bring them on for their course, but haven't brought them on for all courses. Sometimes they're niche tools, or they really take care of one solution. But I think having everything in Canvas and Zoom will limit the number of tools and engagements that the students have to have.
How do you ensure that students are successful through this and that they don't fall behind in their classes?
So the first thing to do is make sure that the faculty communicate. The second is that faculty communicate explicitly what their expectations are. And third is that the faculty communicate when dates and assignments are due. So really it's communication, communication, communication. Having to go to class is usually the nudge that a student has to read the book or get the paper done. Have to do that through electronic communication, through Canvas, you know, other methods that they can use to just remind them, set up reminders, breaking long assignments down into shorter assignments. So instead of reading these five chapters this week, send them a notice to, you're supposed to read the chapter this week, today, then next day, and so forth. So it's really communication and being very, very explicit about what the expectations are. When we work at home, whether that's teaching or learning or working, you have to be cognizant of your time management. And so the faculty can help the students here by communicating often and making sure they're explicit in their communications and expectations.
State Impact Oklahoma represents a collaboration between NPR-affiliated stations across the state. You can find out more about this report and others online at kgou.org.